from people who claim they make no money? Did you get stuck with a bunch of foreign coins that you can't pronounce? Do you have rare coins that nobody can possibly value, or worse yet, rare coins from a sunken ship? Do you find out they really did make money on you? Are you getting called constantly by telemarketers to buy more or trade every day? Then most likely, you've already lost a lot of money. Even if gold doubles or triples from here, you will still lose money. We can help. It's not too late to get your holdings into American products and still take advantage of major market moves. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592. No hassle, no hype, no bait and switch, and no complaints. After two decades of service, we're still here for you. Call 1-800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Here at the American Media Network, and you just heard on the news, if you were listening, that the Labor Department had announced that businesses had actually added 158,000 jobs last month. Of course, that sounds 158,000 jobs is a lot of jobs, unless you understand that you need 150,000 jobs, new jobs every month, just to meet the requirements of the immigrants coming to America and Americans entering the labor force. So basically, if you need 150,000 new jobs and you got 158,000 new jobs, we got 8,000 new jobs this last month. But, of course, these are not primarily business jobs. The biggest hirer now is government. Government's going out and frantically hiring people that it can't afford because, of course, as you know, the federal government has to borrow 40 cents out of every dollar it spends. Let me repeat that. The federal government is borrowing 40 cents of every dollar it spends. In other words, we can't afford Social Security and Medicare. We can't afford the massive military we have. We have to borrow 40 cents of every dollar that we take in. Now, if they raise the taxes, it'll tend to really decrease the economy. People won't have the money to spend. So, basically, raising taxes is not the solution. What is the solution? Well, you've got to cut spending, but nobody wants to give up their Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid, or all, well, about 100 million Americans get a government check of one form or another. Some of them are very, very wealthy people getting government checks, often just as a means of buying their political support because they had lobbyists pass special legislation. So they would get large amounts of money, and many of our major farmers, many of our major industries are getting massive government subsidies as part of that 40 cents we have to borrow out of every dollar that the government spends. And where are we headed? We're headed to destruction, ladies and gentlemen. There are people who want to destroy America. That's what's really behind this. Go back and read what Cloward and Piven, P-I-V-E-N, said back in the 1960s, they were hardline communists, and they said all we need to do is continue the welfare state, we'll destroy the infrastructure of this country economically, and then we can take over. Well, with that as a background, our special guest this morning, Stephen Frank, and I suspect we're going to be talking with Stephen about what's happening with the elections. Certainly, Stephen's been at this for 50 years, as I have, and his commentary is always fascinating. Good morning, Stephen. How are you today?
Good morning, Dr. Standis. Quite an interesting day. Your opening monologue, where you talk about 158,000 jobs, while was accurate, left out something that you may not be aware of. The Washington Times has just done a study of the last 4 years of job growth, And you're right. Actually, we need 250,000 jobs or more each month to make up for the problem. But we now know that two-thirds of all the jobs taken in the last 4 years were taken by immigrants or illegal aliens, not American citizens. And so the jobs may be there technically, but on the other hand, the people who are getting them are mostly two-thirds that are not American citizens, either legal or illegal.
Well, you're absolutely right. And what people don't understand is there are about 23 million Americans either looking for a job today or trying to get a job that'll pay a living wage. They have a couple of part-time jobs, but they're just not making it economically. We have about 8 million Americans who've simply given up looking for work. We have over 8.5 million Americans on disability. Many of them could work. They were working, but why should you work when you can get disability? And, of course, a few of them really are totally disabled and can't work, and they're on Social Security. We've got certainly 56 million Americans on Social Security, 56 million Americans on Medicare, Medicaid, another 79 million retiring. They're going to get this wall, these wonderful benefits, and, of course, it's going to bankrupt the system. And that's what's intended, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's intended. The government's borrowing 40 cents of every dollar it's spending today. How long can you continue doing that? How long could you do that? Well, of course, not very long, because sooner or later, nobody would lend you any money. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, and the other part of the problem of this is that it shows that these are two-thirds of the jobs that are created are not high-salary jobs. They're not jobs that take a great deal of creativity or education. Indeed, the job growth that has been created by President Obama is menial work, the type of work that easily gets transferred to India, to China, or a South American country, that or Latin American country. And that's why the economy of the United States is in the doldrums, in a recession, because we're not creating jobs. And the reason we're not creating jobs here is that the high cost of doing business due to unions and government regulations. Just the other day, Chrysler Corporation announced that they were planning to move the production of Jeeps to China. And then when Governor Romney made a big deal about that, Chrysler turned around and said, no, we'll send it to Italy instead. Well, Italy is not the United States. Neither is China. We are going to lose a large number of jobs, and these are government-subsidized jobs because the federal government, the taxpayers, were forced to take over portions of Chrysler. And now we're going to use American tax dollars to produce jobs in other countries. Whether it's China or Italy doesn't matter to me. What really matters is that Americans will be out of work.
And I think what most people have forgotten is that President Obama, after taking over Chrysler, simply told all the Americans who held stock in the company or who had lent Chrysler money, sorry, fellas, you're just out of luck. Why, you're not going to get your money back. And then they gave the ownership of Chrysler to the head of Fiat, an Italian who just happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission. Where does the President of the United States get off giving ownership of a major American automobile producer to an Italian who's a member of a secret society that runs the world, the Trilateral Commission? Nobody ever asked that question. Or why, of course, they're taking the job out of America.
On March the 3rd, 2005, KHNC 1360 AM was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until April the 1st, 2013. Our license will expire on April the 1st, 2013, and we must file an application for renewal with the FCC by December the 1st, 2012. When filed, a copy of this application will be available for public inspection during our regular business hours. It contains information concerning this station's performance during the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the Commission by March the 1st, 2013. Further information concerning the FCC broadcast license renewal process is available at the studios of KHNC Radio, 2 South Parish, Johnstown, Colorado, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
Mitt Romney was speaking for all Americans when he said this.
We don't have to settle for what we're going through. We don't have to settle for gasoline at $4. We don't have to settle for unemployment at a chronically high level. We don't have to settle for 47 million people on food stamps. We don't have to settle for 50% of kids coming out of college not able to get work. We don't have to settle for 23 million people struggling to find a good job.
Then, Mitt Romney spoke in words that gave us hope for a better future.
If I become president, I'll get America working again. I will get us on track to a balanced budget. I'll make sure we can reform Medicare and Social Security to preserve them for coming generations. I'll get our incomes up. And by the way, I've done these things. I served as governor and showed I could get them done.
We simply can't afford to settle for 4 more years of Barack Obama.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President, Incorporated.
Well, Doctor, so you heard the ad from Romney where he said he's going to reform Medicare and Social Security. Nobody wants to think about changing Medicare and Social Security. They're the greatest things in the world. After all, I get my Social Security check every month, and my wife gets her Social Security check every month, and the government's borrowing 40 cents out of every dollar it sends out. The government's borrowing 40 cents out of every dollar it puts out. This whole system's going to have to be reformed. Nobody wants to talk about it. At least Romney's admitting he's going to reform it, so it'll be here for generations to come. Ladies and gentlemen, if this system isn't reformed and changed, there's not going to be anything. And, of course, well over half of our retired population is dependent upon Social Security, and it's not going to be there unless this whole structure is rechanged. We raise the level of retirement. We certainly need to change Medicare and use the voucher system Paul Ryan has suggested. Of course, that's been planned for 30 years. I was told 30 years ago, this was the plan, because they knew 30 years ago this system wasn't going to work, and it's never going to work. There's no way you can continue providing for the people when you have to borrow 40 cents out of every dollar you're putting out. Steve, you pick up the story. You're absolutely right. Certainly, the job production here in America is totally faulty. Why did President Obama give a member of the Trilateral Commission, the head of Fiat, Chrysler? He didn't sell it to them. He just transferred control of Chrysler to an Italian company, and now, of course, they're going to pull the jobs out of America for Jeep and either produce them in China or in Italy. But America is losing more and more manufacturing jobs. That's the plan. We've already lost well over 12,000 manufacturing jobs. Sending these jobs overseas to raise living standards in other countries and lowering them here, that's the plan, ladies and gentlemen. But, of course, the people who run things, the trilateralists, aren't going to tell the American people the whole idea is to lower our living standards, which they are doing, and raise living standards throughout the world and bring about this wonderful new world, this utopia that they dream of. Go right ahead, Steve.
Well, I even though we're talking about Chrysler, we also need to talk about General Motors. But before we do that, Chrysler, of course, is crony capitalism. What occurred here was international financiers, in this case it was Fiat, along with American unions, were given the stock to Chrysler, and the shareholders lost everything. So this is a combination at Chrysler of crony capitalism, where the president gives and the establishment gives assets and benefits to their friends, and everybody else loses. And General Motors was strictly a help to the unions, because the federal government took all the stocks, canceled all the bonds of General Motors, and gave the assets of the bankrupt company mostly to the union and a portion to the federal government itself. And in the meantime, one of the least talked about scandals of General Motors is a vendor that they have that only sells to General Motors, a company called Delphi, and they make parts for General Motors automobiles. And what happened here was, along with the bankruptcy of General Motors, Delphi went bankrupt. And they had tens of thousands of retirees who automatically had their pensions cut. All of them, union and non-union members, had their pensions cut by about 80%. Then the federal government came in using the Pension Guarantee Board and made sure that the union retirees got 100 cents on the dollar, had their pensions restored to them, while the non-union people, 20,000 retirees, had their pensions cut from between 80% to 100%. Some don't even get pensions now. And the reason? They were non-union. This is an example of cronyism, not crony capitalism, but crony unionism, where the president was paying off the UAW, United Auto Workers, and other unions for their financial support and their manpower during the 2008 election. And so 20,000 Americans lost their pensions that they had earned because the federal government threw them under the bus.
And unfortunately, we're going to see more and more of that as more and more American senior citizens who cannot never suddenly replenish their funds are suddenly thrown into poverty. We're going to see more and more abject poverty in America. And believe me, one day we're not going to have food stamps. We're not going to have all these wonderful government programs. Socialism doesn't work. It didn't work in Russia. We have far more socialism in America than they ever had in either Russia or China, or I should say communism in Russia and China, because basically this is the whole idea of government's going to provide for the people. They make all the promises, but they cannot deliver. America is borrowing 40 cents for every dollar it's putting out today, and nobody wants to talk about that or where we are headed in the coming years. Go right ahead, Steve.
Well, this idea of socialism is growing day by day, and on January 1st, 2013, unless Obamacare is repealed or put on hold in one fashion or another, we have another problem. Thanks to Obamacare, there's a whole host of new free services that insurance companies must pay for. And, of course, there's no such thing as a free lunch. So anything that's free, somebody pays for. So the individuals who have private insurance through their companies are now finding a 25% increase in the premiums, which means many companies can't afford that. They're doing away totally with health care as a benefit, making the problem worse, forcing more and more people onto the government dole of government health care. And, of course, government health care is going to be run state by state by what is called what are called exchanges. And the exchanges are government agencies that determine which contractors may provide services to those who get government health care. In other words, the state governments will now decide which company handles vision care. And if you're not one of the lucky companies that do that, you're out of business because no one will be able to afford your services because they'll have to pay for that themselves. And this is causing a dramatic increase in the cost of health care. And, of course, they believe 30 million people are going to automatically come on to the services or use the free clinics that they are going to provide. And that's nice, but imagine 30 million people, patients, without a doctor, because as Obamacare grows, there will be fewer doctors, not more, to take care of tens of millions more patients. This is a disaster waiting to happen. We are going to become, like Britain, a third world country in the matter of health care. People now die on a regular basis due to lack of health care, of doctors and nurses in the hospitals. They don't get fed in the hospitals. The relatives have to come in to feed the patients. They don't change the bedclothes in the hospitals. The relatives and the friends have to come in to change the sheets. And the medicines are not typically given by the nurses anymore. The relatives have to come in. We're going backwards, as Britain has, and as we go backwards with the influx of illegal aliens. And by the way, it should be noted that there are exemptions from the being forced to have government health care and pay for it. And that is if you are on welfare or an illegal alien, you do not have to pay for the health care. And as you know, Dr. Stan, there's been an explosion of people on food stamps in the last 4 years. We now have 47 million people on food stamps. Well, that's welfare. Those 47 million people will no longer be forced to pay for any health care whatsoever. Who's going to be left to pay for it are the productive people, but if the Obama administration's policies of killing productive jobs and only having menial jobs, revenues don't go up, even if you raise taxes, and you're just killing off the productive class of citizens, and your situation becomes a terrible cycle of poverty and neglect, all by government.
Well, we are in real trouble. Basically, there's an article today in Drudge I saw where they were talking about health care in Great Britain. And basically, the hospitals are rewarded financially for killing the patients. About 120,000 senior British citizens are killed in the hospitals every year. People in England, older people, are afraid to go to the hospital knowing they won't come out. Why? Because when they get in there, they take away food and water. How long can you live without food and water? Well, the people are going to die anyway. Isn't it merciful just to put them out of their misery? But, ladies and gentlemen, having practiced medicine for almost 50 years, I can tell you I was never smart enough to know when people were going to die. And lots of times I thought they were going to die, and they lived on. And lots of times they were perfectly healthy, and they just upped and died. But, of course, over in England, why simply they just the elderly they think they're terminal, they take away food and water, and of course it cuts down on government expenses. You say that couldn't happen in the world today. Go to your search engine and simply write in England 120,000 people die hospitals, something of that sort. You'll find it's true, and that's what's coming in America. If the American people don't understand that socialism is the antithesis of Americanism. Under Americanism, you limit the power of the federal government so men could be free and you take care of the needy at the state and the local level. But once everything is transferred to Washington, D.C., of course, his medical care will be dictated from there. They don't need doctors. They can use nurses. They can need orderlies. They can prescribe the medicines because medical care will be dictated from Washington, D.C. That's the plan. And this is why we won't need the doctors anymore, because everything will be determined by the bureaucrats and the doctors, or if there are any left, or the nurses, will simply carry out the dictates, and if they don't, why, they'll be fined or imprisoned. Ladies and gentlemen, we're heading towards a fascist society. Do you care about Obamacare? Go right ahead, Stephen.
There's a famous case in England right now where a lady is dying of a very rare disease, and there is a drug, an expensive drug, that will save her life. And the healthcare system has ruled that because the drug is expensive, she can't get it. The drug company then decided to give this lady the drug for free, not charge anything for the drug, and that would save the life. And the government ruled that since the drug company is not giving the drug to all patients in similar situation, this lady cannot get the free drugs, and she's going to die, specifically because of an action of a bureaucrat, not a doctor. Here in the United States, well, what's going to happen, and you're on the right track, the doctors that remain are going to be used to diagnose a problem. They will not solve the problem. They will only diagnose it. And government agencies are going to tell the nurses and the system what can be done.
We'll be back in a moment, Stephen. We'll be back in a moment.
And then you're going to find that these people will die because they're not getting any doctor care. They're just getting nurses following government instructions.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarerootconstruction.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
He actually said it. Mitt Romney said 47% of Americans just don't matter.
So my job is not to worry about those people.
His job is not to worry about those people. So what does Mitt Romney's 47% view of America mean for Colorado? Does it mean don't worry about the 158,000 Colorado students who get Pell Grants?
So my job is not to worry about those people.
So don't worry about 693,000 Coloradans who rely on Medicare or Social Security.
So my job is not to worry about those people.
And don't worry about caring for the hundreds of thousands of Colorado veterans who've served our country. Mitt Romney said those citizens, meaning Colorado veterans, seniors, and middle-class families, call themselves victims. Victims? Colorado, we know we can do better.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Obama for America.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Hail, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Stephen Frank, and we're simply talking about what's going on in America as we move away from freedom to socialism. Ladies and gentlemen, we have far more communism and socialist programs in America than they ever had in communist Russia, which incidentally has been financed since inception by powerful capitalists in America. Why? Because you needed an enemy to focus the attention of the American people over there in Russia or in China or in Cuba or the other communist countries, a so-called all financed from America, so that the American people would become dependent upon the government to protect them from those people who wanted to take away our freedom. But ladies and gentlemen, the danger to America does not come from without, but from within. Because there really are people who want a dictatorship in America, and they work through secret and covert organizations at the highest levels of our government today, and they are just about to the point where they're going to destroy this country. When George W. Bush became president of the United States in 2001, we had a national debt of somewhat over $5 trillion. Now, 12 years later, we have a national debt of over $16 trillion. Do you know a better way to destroy a nation than with massive debt? They know exactly what they're doing. But, of course, they don't want the American people to know. And, of course, if you study the history of civilization, whether it be ancient Rome or certainly ancient Greece or what happened to the British Empire, the French Empire, the Spanish Empire, or the Ottoman Empire, it was debt, of course, and wars that destroyed them. And what are they doing with America? Debts and wars. Well, I guess this morning, Stephen, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your blog, get your information.
Right. Thank you very much, Dr. Stan. I publish every morning a newsletter that has 10 news stories about how government operates and how the economy is going. It's called the California Political News and Views, California Political News and Views, and you can subscribe to it for free by going to capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com. Just put in your email address, click on subscribe, and it's entirely free. It's updated during the day. Has YouTubes on it, stories of the moment, shows the latest news from Twitter that I put on as tweets. It's free, comes out every morning, and gives you a leg up on the information that the media either doesn't report or the media misreports.
All right. Well, I certainly recommend Stephen's material, and go right ahead, certainly with your discussion of what's going on in America today. And incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, right here at the American Freedom Network. But go ahead, Stephen.
Well, you're right. This is a historical situation. We could see what's happening based on history. Democracies and free nations in the past have only lived 200 years. We've lived past that. And in the last 4 years, President Obama has truly transformed us from a constitutional government to an oligarchy where the White House, the president, issues executive orders to run the government, and Congress either approves or is not allowed to pass legislation against it. The amnesty issue is a great example. Congress voted no amnesty, very specifically, no amnesty, and President Obama gave an executive order that created amnesty for illegal aliens. And that is now becoming a bigger problem, because now those illegal aliens in states can now get driver's licenses. They can then use the driver's license number in order to vote. And so are they going to, are illegal aliens going to vote for freedom and democracy and a representative government and the Constitution, or are they going to vote to protect themselves?
They're going to vote for Obama.
We're now using that amnesty that Congress said no to create a society of lawbreakers. And there's even the famous lawbreaker, a gentleman by the name of Vargas, who used to write for the New Yorker magazine, who came out in the magazine as an illegal alien. And he's been arrested several times for speeding and drunk driving. And when the cops find out he's an illegal alien, they try to turn him over to the federal government for deportation. And the federal government says, no, we don't want him. He's staying here. That's amnesty of the worst sort, because this guy is educated and he's putting it into our face that laws mean nothing, rules mean nothing, and that we are a frontier of criminality protected by the White House. So we're in some deep trouble here, not even talking about the social trouble that we're in with abortion on demand, with values being taught in our schools that are anti-freedom and certainly anti-biblical, and in fact tell the students, don't believe your parents, don't believe your church. We're a church of... you're joining a new religion, and that religion is the Church of Government. And so we're in a very bad situation, and it will take a revolution at the ballot box of Americans saying no to those candidates that stand for the Obama way, the Chicago way, the anti-Constitution way.
Well, you know, yesterday they had a march in San Francisco, a parade in San Francisco, for the victorious San Francisco Giants, the baseball team that won the national pennant, and a million people showed up. I wonder if you could get a million people out for a some sort of a parade on freedom today, and these ideas of preserving this wonderful system of government that we inherited from past generations, that men fought and died for, this idea of freedom. But because people believe freedom means I get all these wonderful things from government. No, ladies and gentlemen, the government that can provide whatever you want has to be able to control you. And that is, of course, what it's all about. And where is the outcry from our churches? Where is the outcry from our political leaders? They get back to Washington, D.C. They become part of the problem. Their job is to get reelected, not to adhere to the Constitution they have sworn to uphold. And incidentally, if you ever read the oath that the congressman swears to uphold the Constitution, it ends with, so help me God. They can put that in the oath, certainly for our congressman, which every congressman takes. But of course, don't you dare mention God in our schools, because there's a wall of separation between church and state. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, the big problem today is that...
Hold on. We'll
people.
Be back in a moment. And if you're out there, you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. We'll be right back.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Federal Communications Act of 1934, Equal Time Rule, subsection 315A, stipulates and specifies that U.S. radio and television broadcast stations must provide an equivalent opportunity to any opposing political candidate who requests it. This means, for example, that if a station gives 1 minute to a candidate on prime time, it must do the same for another candidate. Provision B requires that broadcasters offer the time to candidates at the same rate as their most favored advertisers.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
And here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Stephen Frank. And ladies and gentlemen, America is in trouble today. Because people think that freedom is free. We have this wonderful society. It's going to go on forever, and it's not. The federal government is putting out borrowing 40 cents of every dollar it spends. We are a bankrupt nation, ladies and gentlemen. We're bankrupt financially. We're bankrupt morally. And our biggest problem, of course, is we're bankrupt morally, and they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. So we have a generation of people who have no moral foundation, and that is what it was intent to be. That is why the people on the Supreme Court back in 1962 took God out of our schools, because they wanted to destroy this nation. And the fact that every single attorney general at that time of every single state came out in 1963 and said this is unconstitutional, not a word of it in the media because the media is controlled. And indeed, most of what you read and hear and see and what you believe and think is controlled by those who control the media, a small group of people intent upon destroying what was once the land of the free. And the home of the grave. Six major corporations control 90% of the major media outlets in America and largely determine what the American people think and believe. Covered in a book called The Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian. The Media Monopoly, we can't carry the book because they've arranged it so we'd lose money if we carried the book, but you get it certainly to your bookstore, Amazon. Get the book, read it, understand. The media is controlled. Fortunately, we do have programs like this where we get the truth out with your help. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, you're right. The media plays a big portion of this. We have a president that is lying, openly lying about what he knew about Benghazi, when he knew it, who was responsible for the decision not to protect the American ambassador and the Navy SEALs that were present to guard him, why somebody stopped the protection of 30 Americans in the area, and somebody had to violate his orders to save 30 American lives, and later he gets killed because the White House apparently refused to allow a drone to come in to give firepower to protect the ambassador and these three Navy SEALs. And the media has not asked the question. The media seems very concerned about Sandy, the East Coast hurricane, and they should. That's proper. But why aren't they giving the same media coverage to Benghazi, where Americans were killed, an American ambassador was killed, and the three networks and CNN and the New York Times and the Washington Post all seem, along with the other major media, seem to have a problem even spelling the word Benghazi, much less asking the question. And, you know, the father of one of the people killed, Tyrone Woods, his father, wanted to know why the president was lying to him. and refused to answer the question, what role did he play? You may have seen in the news last night a picture that the White House released of the president and his whole team looking at the results of Sandy in the Situation Room in the White House. And as Fox News says, where is the similar picture of the president in the Situation Room with Benghazi? We know that he knew. We now know he knew at least 1 hour after the situation began, and that the State Department literally had a live feed from the moment it began, which could have been given to the White House. So why didn't the White House operate during that time to protect our people? And the media doesn't ask those questions. They're more worried more about electoral votes and who's carrying which state than finding out whether or not the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, is willing to protect its our soldiers and personnel. That's outrageous. So you have crony capitalism, crony unionism. You have a mainstream media that does not investigate, that only takes the propaganda of the White House and tells the American public how great things are. We're being lied to. And as we're being lied to, the American public, those who know, just get so frustrated that, you know, there's not much I can do about this. And so I'm just going to watch reruns of Seinfeld and the football games, and maybe I'll go to a rally honoring the new San Francisco Giants for winning the World Series. But don't ask about anything serious, because I can't do anything about it.
Well, there's a great deal you can do, as you do, as I do, and people across the country are doing, but they've got to want to. They've got to care about freedom. They've got to care about the sort of world that their children and grandchildren are going to live in. But most people are just too busy having a good time. And so they do, and watching our sports, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, watching television and all these wonderful programs on television, entertainment, wonderful entertainment. We love to be entertained. But, of course, as we do that, why, we progressively lose freedom. And freedom isn't free. If the people aren't involved in trying to save it, then freedom will be lost. And we've already lost most of our freedom in America. They have their cameras every place. Everybody has a number. They're listening to all of your telephone calls and recording them, emails, faxes, by Project Echelon. Echelon, Echelon. Go to your search engine and look up Echelon, Project Echelon. You'll find out it has nothing to do with terrorism. They were listening long before the phony terrorist crisis. Stephen, a parting thought before we let you go.
Well, the election next week is extremely important. We may not be able to get the best candidates for office, but by definition, somebody's going to win for president, for the U.S. Senate, for Congress, for local state legislative seats. Somebody is going to win. And even if we just roll back the totalitarianism that America is suffering under today just a little bit, that will be of some help. We can no longer afford Obamaism in this country.
God bless. Thanks so much, Stephen. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the listeners who've supported us throughout the years and helped keep the radio stations going. I've had a chance to meet many of you face-to-face and enjoyed every minute of it. For two decades, I've worked hard to keep our service fast and our prices low, and will strive to keep going for another two. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and hope you enjoyed our conversation with Stephen Frank. And this is a very important election that's coming up. And as Stephen says, either Obama or Romney are going to win. Certainly there are a lot of other good candidates out there. People want to write in Ron Paul, and if people want to do that, they can. But either Romney or certainly Obama are going to win. Romney is certainly a moral individual. He's totally pragmatic. He will do whatever he has to become the President of the United States. But, of course, the one thing you can say is he selected as his vice president a man who I think is a man of integrity, Paul Ryan. Reagan didn't do that. Reagan actually, Ronald Reagan, as well-motivated as he may have been, was given an offer that he couldn't refuse, and he selected George Herbert Walker Bush as his vice president, knowing full well that, of course, George Herbert Walker Bush would carry out the programs of the Trilateral Commission, the CFR. And then, of course, there's the assassination attempt on Reagan. And who does it? Why, the son of a friend of George Herbert Walker Bush is the assassin for Reagan. He got the message at that point and went right along pretty well with what he was told to do. What will Romney do? We don't know. But we do know, of course, what Obama is going to do. And, of course, we're in for very, very difficult times. So you're going to have to decide how you're going to vote, certainly, next Tuesday. It's going to be a very, very significant vote, probably the most significant election of your life. And, ladies and gentlemen, America's in trouble today because America's turned against the God of the Bible. And, of course, whenever a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation. We're going to see more wars. There's going to be a war in the Middle East. Certainly our whole financial system is going to crumble. The value of our currency is going to be destroyed. You better start preparing yourself. To understand what's going on, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Hear my talk on the dark secret, the forbidden secret, and our latest talk, Agenda 21, the covert plan. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have lots of other books and videos. You can go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can hear our other programs 24 hours a day. We do 5 hours of live talk radio every day. 4 other hours are there posted on my website, RadioLiberty.com. Encourage others to listen. Explain to people about the Brotherhood of Darkness. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, so we can maintain our network of stations and, of course, expand that network and reach more and more people. I will tell you, where we have our stations and where people hear our programs regularly, why it does make an impact, and we see this in certain parts of the country. I just wish we were in every section of the country, and people could hear the truth and understand we're involved in a spiritual battle. This is being fought on a political, ideological, cultural battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle. And there truly are supernatural forces out there. We live in a visible world, but there's an invisible world. We live in a material world, but there's a mystical world. We live in this substantial world, the subjective world, but there's a spiritual world. And, of course, this is where the real battle is being fought for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders, our ministers, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder,